Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 1326, Three Hard Truths About Simple Living by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. Hope your week is off to a great start. And welcome to the podcast where I simply read blogs to you for free, like a gigantic ongoing audiobook with many different authors. I'll keep this intro nice and short for you, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Three Hard Truths About Simple Living by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. This is a post I've been thinking about writing for a long time, but I've been putting it off because I haven't been sure how to approach it. So I finally decided to just tackle it and head on. As simple living has become mainstream, or at least more popular, there are some myths and misunderstandings that are becoming prevalent. I don't think anyone in the simple living community is being intentionally misleading or saying anything that's untrue, but without a doubt, many of us, yes, myself included, are contributing to the confusion. Whether we're actually selling any real products or not, most of us are selling simple living as a solution to many of life's problems. And while I truly believe it can be life-changing, it's also important to understand there are limits and that filling a few trash bags with stuff won't magically change your life overnight. So with that in mind, I hope this post will offer a balanced view of not just the wonders, but also the limitations of simple living. Three hard truths about simple living. Number one, owning less won't magically solve all your problems. A few weeks ago, there was a discussion in the Simply Fiercely Facebook group about an article in the New York Times that explores some of the challenges people face when trying to apply the principles of minimalism to their daily lives. This bit in particular stood out to me, quote, "Minimalism sure does suck you in," she said. "Life looks easier. It seems like your skin will be dewier and your hair shinier, a happier, healthier version of yourself," end quote. It's tongue in cheek, but I understand the point. When I first started to experiment with minimalism and simple living, this is how I felt too. I really wanted to believe that getting rid of my stuff was going to magically solve all my problems. Of course, deep down, we already know this isn't true, but I think it's worth addressing because we want to believe it, or at least I did. After all, it was such a neat and tidy solution to my complicated problems. Unfortunately, the hard truth I learned is you don't declutter your problems the same way you declutter your old sweatshirts or high school yearbooks. Owning less does feel good and it can spark real meaningful change, but it doesn't automatically happen as your things go out the door. You have to be open and willing to take what you learn about stuff and apply it to other areas of your life. Decluttering taught me to think about my values and to make more intentional decisions about the things I owned. So when I was faced with big decisions like ending a long-term relationship, I knew how to think mindfully about what I wanted in my life. Simple living empowered me, but I still had to do the hard work. The other gift of owning less is having more resources such as time, energy, and money to tackle your problems head on. But again, there's work to be done. I was in debt before I started decluttering, and I was still in debt afterwards, but becoming comfortable with owning less made additional funds available for extra payments since I wasn't shopping every weekend like I used to do. Owning less also created more time in my schedule. The little things like less cleaning and less time spent deciding what to wear add up, so I was also able to pick up extra hours at work. I became debt-free eventually, but there was definitely nothing magical about the process. So in summary, owning less can definitely help you with your problems, but only if you're willing to take the next step. There's a lot of learning, experimenting, and growing involved, and it's anything but simple. Number two, simple living doesn't mean you're never stressed or busy. Trust me, I wish simple living really did banish stress and busyness from life, but unfortunately, it's just not the case. You can declutter, unsubscribe, and say no all day, every day, but it doesn't matter how much you simplify. The hard truth is you'll still occasionally have busy, stressful days where you'd rather hide in bed than face the world. There will always be dishes to wash, taxes to file, children to feed, and hearts to mend. It's an unavoidable part of the human experience, and simple living doesn't shield you from it. Or as Susan David puts it in her amazing TED Talk on the power of emotional courage, quote, "Only dead people never get stressed, never get broken hearts, never experience the disappointment that comes with failure. Tough emotions are part of our contract with life. You don't get to have a meaningful career or raise a family or leave the world a better place without stress and discomfort. Discomfort is the price of admission to a meaningful life," end quote. What simple living does mean is that busy and stressed is not my default mode. Instead, I can recognize that there are seasons in my life. Sometimes I'm doing work that's important to me and I'm willing to make sacrifices to get it done, but I've learned how to be mindful of busy. I'm not afraid to press pause regularly or to audit how I spent my time, money, and energy to make sure I'm investing in what's most important to me. Simple living has taught me to step off the treadmill when I need to. Number 3, there's never a finish line with simple living. Finally, I often hear people talk about simplifying their lives as if there's a finish line to cross, an imaginary point in time where simplicity is achieved. But the hard truth is you'll never be done simplifying your life. Simple living is not a task you can check off your to-do list. Instead, it's a way of living where the things we own and do represent our values and priorities. Because we'll always be presented with new opportunities and new demands to go with them, there will always be decisions to be made about what does or doesn't belong in our lives. The more you practice, the easier it gets to make these decisions, but they never go away. And realistically, you'll make some wrong decisions too. I've had a capsule wardrobe since 2013, but I still review it at least once a year, and I almost always realize a few things I shouldn't own have snuck into my closet. Same goes with my schedule. Despite my best efforts, there are still times I realize I've said yes to something I should have said no to. The other thing to consider is that our values and priorities can shift with time, and you may need to rethink what matters most to you. The decisions you made a few years ago may no longer feel right, and you'll have to start all over again. This isn't to say that your life won't get simpler with time. It's just a reminder that a simple, intentional life is a way of life and not a destination. It's rarely easy, but almost always worth it. You just listened to the post titled 3 Hard Truths About Simple Living by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And that will do it for today's episode. Have a great start to your week, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.